This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I'm disappointed, I guess, is the only word I can say.
I'm used to hearing it.
Aaron?
Yeah.
I'm proud of you.
Oh, whoa. Not used to that one. Okay.
I'm really, really proud of you. I think.
Are you doing one of those like insult sandwiches or whatever?
No.
Oh, no, it's the other way around.
It's a compliment sandwich? Okay. No. I'm not doing that. At all.
I get my insult sandwiches with extra insult and a little insult on the side as well.
I'm sorry. Did you want me to pay attention to you?
Oh, my gosh. Why are you being so mean?
Because I'm proud of you, Aaron, but I'm mad.
Is it because I noticed something? I got it. T-Hack.
Boy, oh boy, T-Hack.
Yeah, you shaved your head.
You have never let me down more than you let me down right now.
Hold on. Being the devil.
We walked in together. We were on the same elevator.
Oh, no.
The whole thing.
Okay.
I cherish that. Those memories. But I missed something.
What did I miss? Okay, in a really long time, I have not taken a risk like I'm taking today. And the big part of it is I took it for you. And Yeah, I know, right? It's just like you insult me, sir.
What?
Your mere presence. Don't even respond.
What did I mean?
Thank you for the things that you said.
Tia got up and is looking.
Okay, cargo pants. I did miss them.
Cargo pants in a non-gray color.
Yeah.
Green. Wow,
Olive
I completely
green.
Missed them. In my defense,
I walked in with you at the same time.
And I would like to take you back to that moment when we walked into the building together. Remember, you were standing there waiting for me. I was coming in, and what was the first thing I said to you?
I don't know. I don't listen to you.
Okay.
Oh, my gosh.
The very first thing
You said something because you didn't take your sunglasses off.
I said, it's kind of hard to see you because you're so backlit from the doors behind him. That was the very first thing I said.
Yes.
Pretty hard
okay.
to see you. But because I couldn't even tell that it was you at first. I figured because you were just standing there. You were doing the punch in the hand thing
like
you normally do.
No, I wasn't because I had two Starbucks drinks because they screwed up my order today.
Oh, yeah.
So then they gave me a free one, the one they screwed up. So I was holding that. There was no way I was going to be able to get on the elevator and get to this floor. So I was grateful to see you. And I was so excited to have you go like, dude, branching out, not wearing gray jeans. What? You're wearing cargos? What? With black Air Force Ones? What? Look at you. You are me. I am capsule wardrobe today. I'm wearing a black V-neck shirt.
Uh-huh.
And
yeah.
And green, kind of olive-y cargo.
Olive green.
And you're right. Now that I'm looking back, you were kind of standing. I think now I'm sorry. You're right.
It's too late.
You were waiting for me to, know. You were presenting.
I was. I peacocked.
In the animal kingdom.
Nobody peacocks harder than I peacock on an elevator. But I was like, he's got his sunglasses on. It's fine. But then we have to get off the elevator and walk down a whole hallway together. And I'm like, nothing. I come into the studio. He branches off into a different studio, which is sort of the producer tank where he works on occasion. And then he comes back and forth into here when we're on the air.
Yeah.
And as I walk in here, Aaron said something like, you said like cool words, like digging the fit or something.
Yeah, I was like, ooh, look at the pants. I like the fit. This is good.
Okay.
Yeah, she just like, just.
So you don't listen to her either.
When somebody's saying something nice to me, I'm just... And I bought these in black as well.
Okay, nice. I didn't know. Are they cuffed at the bottom or are they loose? Let me see. No, they're loose. Okay, yeah. Wow. They look just like mine.
Okay. And I just want to say thank you to the people at Hollister for believing the story that I told you that I was buying back to school clothes for my son. Because they get you if you're not 21 or younger at Hollister. They're like, they literally say things like, who are you shopping for today?
Really?
That's just a question. You can say it's for me.
Mm-mm.
Why not?
Because they're like, because you like, if you're a person standing in the men's section of a store, you just go, can I help you find anything? You don't say, who are you shopping for? I'm shopping for me. I am a man. I'm in the men's section. But they're just like, oh, but you, sir, geriatric Alzheimer's patient, have wandered into Hollister. We don't dig your kind. So then I'm
we
just,
do have a ramp to the back of the store, sir.
The Slacker Show. Alice 105.9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.